With Montana News, I'm Austin Amastoy. Montana saw measles infections for the first time in 35 years this summer. School administrators say the virus could keep some students out of class if they're infected. Vaccination rates in schools are no longer gathered statewide, but some districts are sharing that information. Smaller rural schools could see more infections.
Are you ready?
Pretty good. I almost
got 1, 2, 3. Good job.
With one quick poke, 7th grader Emily Allred got up to date on her tetanus vaccine at a back-to-school clinic in Corvallis earlier this month. Her mom, Melissa, says her older kids got chickenpox when they were younger, and that's what convinced her to immunize her family.
It's important. You know, smallpox was eradicated because of vaccines. Polio is no longer a thing, and it used to cripple our grandparents, so I'm grateful they did this for us today.
Ravalli County Public Health Officer Tiffany Weber says she watched nervously as measles cases cropped up in Montana this year. The virus can be deadly for children.
The last thing I want to do is wait till the last minute when I have a case to talk to schools.
Montana law still requires students to get some vaccines before coming to class, but state laws passed in 2021 and 2023 stopped public collection of vaccination data from districts. They also made it easier to get religious exemptions. 9 districts shared measles vaccination rates with Montana Public Radio. 87% of Hamilton students were vaccinated against measles last year. Federal health officials say rates should be at 95% or higher to prevent outbreaks. That worries Weber because students and teachers who are infected or are unvaccinated could be out of school for 3 weeks if cases crop up. She says that alarmed the superintendents.
It was a little PTSD for me. I had not expected. Some of the superintendents were just absolutely like, "You can't do this. We can't go back to that battleground. Are you going to come out? Are you going to be here? Are you going to tell parents?"
Thompson Falls Public Schools reported a 90% measles vaccination rate to MTPR, while Eureka reported 80%. Again, Weber.
It's not enough. It's not enough. If we get a case, it's going to be poof.
Larger districts like Kalispell and Bozeman reported vaccination rates 92% and above. With limited data, it's hard to know whether use of religious exemptions have grown since lawmakers made them easier to get. Superintendents MTPR spoke with anecdotally say they've seen more of them in recent years. But University of Montana epidemiologist Sophia Newcomer says misinformation on the internet, changes in federal vaccine recommendations, and rhetoric from politicians can make it hard for parents to know who to believe.
I really advise my friends to, you know, turn off their phones, sign off social media, and go talk to a doctor or nurse that they trust, and ask the questions that they have about vaccines.
Rural superintendents like Joel Graves in Eureka know their vaccination rates are low, but they have little power to raise them.
And having been through what we went through with COVID a few years ago, you know, the reality is that schools can actually be shut down is that's a real thing. So, yeah, it is a concern.
Montana reported 31 measles cases so far this year. Superintendents like Graves hope those numbers don't rise. In Missoula, I'm Austin Amastoy.